Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn empowers you to live life to the fullest by providing up to $100 a day of your pay within minutes of earning it. No mandatory fees and no credit check. Access up to $750 per pay period. It's easy and free to get started. Add your bank and employment info and they'll verify your paycheck. I just booked a few trips for this year, so I know I'd use the money I got from EarnIn on my travel expenses. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in For the Girls under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. For the Girls under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. A few years ago, I got the idea that I wanted to sell women's clothing and lingerie, but I had no idea where to get started. I was so overwhelmed, but then I found Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. One of the biggest obstacles for a first-time shop owner like me is having no e-commerce experience, but Shopify simplified everything so much that the site became the least of my worries. What I love about Shopify is that they give you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. From the graphic design aspect to making customer service super easy on my end, there's nothing you can't do. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/forthegirls.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today is the first episode of 2024. This break has felt like forever. It has felt so long. It was amazing. I feel like I lived 9 different lives like a cat over the past few weeks, and I'm gonna share it with you all and, you know, give you some recommendations or tips or whatnot about where I went and everything I did, but this break was much, much, much needed. And I was away for over 3 weeks, almost 3.5 weeks. You guys may not have noticed it because I had an episode out the week right before Christmas, but I was already away at that point. That one was pre-recorded, but I literally just got home at 11 o'clock last night. So this is like fresh. It's Saturday right now. This is coming out Monday. I got home super late last night on Friday from all my travels. So today is going to be a long day. Imagine how much laundry I have to do right now. Like, I don't really ever seek sympathy, but I think people should feel bad for me right now. Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. These are good problems to have. I am certainly not complaining about doing my laundry after the amazing few weeks that I had. But wait, hold on. Before we get into everything we're going to get into, because we're going to talk about my trips, I'm going to let you guys in on that. I'm going to share some recommendations, going to give you some insight on how amazing it all was, especially on spending basically my first New Year's ever with a boyfriend and just how I feel about that in general. I have an amazing, exciting announcement to make. I mean, it's amazing and exciting for me, and you guys may not care about it at all, but it is by far the biggest accomplishment that I have made on my own, I think I would say, especially in regards to For the Girls. And it's that I was signed to a podcast network, which is basically my dream come true. I think that you girls have heard me talk basically for the last 2 years on how badly I want to be signed to a network. I shared a few times about like, tag me in this, tag me in that. I want them to notice my page. I want to get signed. I want a network to represent me. I want a network to represent For the Girls. I want a team backing me and supporting me. And yeah, and I was signed now by a network called Podcast Nation, which is absolutely amazing. I'm over the moon. I know that a lot of you girls won't know what that exactly means, but to give you some perspective, think about a model. She could be a freelance model. She could be an independent model representing herself and just finding her own castings, finding her own, you know, interviews or whatever, castings, yeah, but just going and making auditions on her own and doing that. Or she could be signed to a modeling agency, like Kendall Jenner is signed to a modeling agency. Models, a lot of models are assigned to an agency, and that agency seeks the work for them, basically. That agency represents them, they help them get castings, get auditions, get jobs, get booked. They're putting them in bigger and better positions to be more successful and to be making more money and to have more, you know, just press out there, to have more representation and to have an actual team backing them. And so that is what I was just signed to after For the Girls being completely independent for the entire time that I've had it, basically up until now. We technically signed back in October, so this news is actually coming quite late, but we are officially exclusive as of now, as of January. We were non-exclusively signed for the past few months because of other contractual obligations, but now that's it. It's official. I'm a part of Podcast Nation and their roster. They have an amazing roster full of extremely talented people and very well-known people and amazing names and whatnot. Their biggest show is probably The Squeeze, which is hosted by Taylor Lautner and his wife, Taylor Lautner. So double Taylor Lautner. I think every girl in the world knows Taylor Lautner. He is from Twilight, he's from Sharkboy and Lava Girl, he was in Cheaper by the Dozen too. I'm sure he was in a million more things that I can't think of off the top of my head, but Taylor Lautner is and was a huge celebrity. So let's just put that out there. I am now represented by the same network that Taylor Lautner is represented by. So yes, I'm very excited and I'm very proud. So yeah, I just had to put that all out there because that was my big announcement that I've been very excited to make. And now I'll talk about everything else that you guys will care a lot more about. First, I went to Italy. So we did 2 weeks in Italy, my family and I, for Christmas. This was the first and only time that we will be doing that. It was because my grandmother turned 80 and she really wanted to just, she turned 80 in December. So it was like her 80th birthday and Christmas. So she really wanted to spend Christmas at least once in her life in Italy. So that's what we did. And it was great. It was lovely. We started the trip in Florence. We did a week there. And then we did a week in Tuscany. We have stayed at this villa in Tuscany once before in the summertime. So it was very different being there in the winter, but at least it felt familiar because we had been there already once before. So that was great. But for Florence, that was a totally different experience. Florence is more like apartments. So if anybody is thinking of doing an Italy trip, you have to know that when you're in these different areas, you're going to have very different experiences. It's like anywhere else. I think a lot of people just generalize Europe. They're like, oh, I'm going to Europe, or oh, I'm going to Italy. But they don't realize Italy is an entire country. Europe is an entire continent. So you're going to get a lot of differences everywhere you go. So while Tuscany is very quiet and peaceful and relaxed, and you're just kind of chilling and hanging out, Florence is a city. So there's a little bit more of the hustle and bustle. It's very busy. And especially depends on where you stay. But we stayed actually right at like the city center. So right outside of my apartment, you could see the Duomo. So if anyone is thinking of going to Florence, I do recommend where we stayed, because you don't need a car, a taxi to do anything, to go anywhere, unless you're going further out. But if you're staying in Florence and you want to be in central Florence and you want to do all the shopping and go to all the best restaurants and do all the best sightseeing and churches and museums and whatnot, that is all right there. So when you're planning that trip, I highly recommend doing a place that is as close as you can possibly get to the Duomo. And if you can, try to pack light, because these apartments are like New York City walk-ups. It's very, very, very rare to find an elevator or a lift, as they would call it. And if they do have a lift, it's not directly at the ground level. So, and you're rarely going to find anything at the ground level. It's always going to have stairs of some sort. And you also won't be able to fit large groups of people. So like I said, I went with my entire family. So in Tuscany, we were all together because we were in a huge villa that could sleep like 20 people. But in Florence, you're most likely going to be finding 2 to 3 bedrooms, 4 max. I think we had 3. I don't even know if you're going to find 4 bedrooms because that's quite big, but it's mainly apartment style. So you're going to get most likely 1, 2, or 3 bedrooms or even a studio. So we all split up and I was with my parents and my grandparents, and it was hard because there was a lift, but it was after the 3rd floor. So you had to walk up 3 flights of steps. Yes, with your suitcases, heavy suitcases, going up the stairs. And then when you get there, then there was an elevator. And then we were able to take the elevator to our floor. My grandparents are in their 80s, but luckily, I mean, they're at least a little active. Like, they're not like most 80s, I would say. They're definitely younger. My grandmother still works. My grandfather is very young spirited. He has his like garden and his pond. Like, they're both always kept active in some way. So they were fine, but it definitely was a lot. So if you're ever traveling with family, older relatives, definitely keep that in mind. And if you're going with friends, keep in mind as well, you're definitely going to have to split up if you're a large group. It'll be great if you're a smaller group, but also consider that you're gonna have to carry your suitcases all the way up. But our location was prime, like perfect. The best of the best was all around us. So Florence, you'll have tons of different things to do. Tuscany, like I said, is a lot more chill, but my biggest recommendations for there, if you're ever gonna be in Tuscany, 1, I recommend taking a day trip to San Gimignano. It's so cute over there. It's, again, all shops, restaurants. That's mostly what you're going to do in Italy. You're going to shop and you're going to eat. But San Gimignano is a cute little like city or town, whatever you want to call it. I recommend doing that. And I also recommend going to just a winery. I mean, there is so many vineyards around. That's exactly what Tuscany is. Our villa is literally on 80 acres of a vineyard. So you're literally going to be surrounded by that. So you will find tons of wineries, and that makes it so much fun because you're again drinking, eating, doing all the things. So if anybody needs any further Italy recommendations, definitely send me a message. I will be more than happy to share whatever I can, whatever I remember, because I did not make any of the plans for this trip. My family did, and I just kind of followed along, but I will definitely help if I can. And then from Italy, I met my man and his family in Turks and Caicos for New Year's. Now, this was the first time that I was ever in Turks, so it was great. We were on kind of like a private, you could say a private beach. So it was very, very quiet. I know that there's like more beach, like public beach areas down where there's all like resorts and hotels, which is probably amazing over there as well. We did not stay at a hotel. His family has this like private condo type place that we stay at, and they go every year, so they know all the ins and outs. Half the nights we would go out to dinner because there's so many amazing restaurants. Oh my god, the food there is so freaking good. The fish is so fresh, the conch, everything just to die for. And then the other nights, like, we kind of split it half and half. We would cook, just like go grocery shopping and stay in and have chill nights because we were there for a while. I was there for 9 days. They were there for 10. I did go a day late because I was coming home from Italy. So it's a lot. If you're staying that long, it's a lot to go out every single night. And I will say Turks and Caicos is very expensive. Even the grocery store, I mean, I was looking at groceries that are literally in my grocery store here at home in Stop and Shop and ShopRite, and it is triple the price. I mean, here by me right now, I think I saw last night when I got home that gas was $2.99 a gallon. Meanwhile, in Turks and Caicos, gas is like $7.50 a gallon. So it is just a very, very expensive place. The places to stay are expensive. So if you're looking, I don't really recommend going on such a budget because I don't know what area you'll end up in. If you find something super cheap, you know, like, it's the kind of place where you definitely have to be willing to spend a little bit more money. But yeah, no matter whether you're going to go out to dinner or cook, it's expensive. I was actually really shocked to see the prices of the things in the grocery store. Also, just in general, this was the first New Year's that I've ever had a boyfriend, that I've ever had a New Year's kiss, a real one. Of course, I've like kissed my friends when the ball dropped, but you know what I mean. The first time I've ever been a relationship during New Year's, spending New Year's specifically with this person, not just like a guy that you see at a party that everybody else is at. No, like we actually went away. We spent New Year's together. Like this was the real deal. And there could be that sense of like imposter syndrome that comes out when you're experiencing all these things for the first time that you've always dreamed of. And now you're like, wait, pinch me. Is this a real thing? But at the same time, like it also just feels so natural. Like I understand that imposter syndrome feeling, and there's definitely been times where I have felt that, but I also feel like there's nowhere else in the world that I would be. Like that was exactly where I was meant to be. That was exactly who I was meant to be with and doing what I was meant to be doing. Like it feels exactly right. It feels exactly meant to be. It feels exactly like a tailor-made situation and experience for me. It does not feel at all like this belongs to somebody else. I can't picture at all either one of us being with anybody else. Like it just feels 100% right, which is such a weird but relieving feeling to finally have that true sense of security after all these years of, which I'm sure so many of you girls can experience, like just wanting it to be the right one. Like you want it to be this guy, you want this to work out, you hope that they like you as much as you like them, you have that doubt, you have those overthinking thoughts and whatnot, and I don't have any of that, which obviously at this stage I should not, but it's like a true sense of calmness and peace, and just feels very, very special to be able to say honestly and truly like, yeah, I have no doubts, no insecurity, like to feel just entirely 100% sure and secure and natural doing the thing that used to be an absolute dream. And yeah, it feels right to be my reality. I will say that I'm just so grateful. Like I can't even begin to really put it into words for my boyfriend, you know, for taking me on this trip and just allowing me to experience, you know, life with him and allowing me to, you know, be a part of his world, no matter how big or small. Like we're back and I'm literally just as excited for today because he's gonna come over and we're gonna start a Netflix show and I'm gonna order a sushi. This is my contribution. This is my thank you. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna order us food tonight. I'm just in that stage right now where I feel like I get emotional about a lot of things when you're just so like in love and obsessed and you feel really grateful and thankful and emotional about literally every little thing. Like I feel like I'm quite literally looking forward to tonight to do nothing just as much as I was looking forward to going to Turks. Like that's actually how I feel right now. And it might sound so silly, but I want girls to know and I want girls to understand that like this is what you should look forward to. Like this is what you should feel in a relationship. If you don't feel that, then he's not the one for you. If you don't feel like this is my person to do literally nothing with, I am cool with just sitting on the couch on a Saturday night. Like if you don't feel like you would be happy with this person, rain or shine, on the big celebrations or on the small things, like whatever and everything in between, then that is not the relationship for you because you should feel that excitement. I mean, it's crazy that soon will be a year. Mid-January is when we got set up and then February is when we went on our first date and met. And it does not even feel like that. I feel like the time has completely flew by because I still have that like excited, giddy feeling of just like, I want to do everything with this person. I'm so excited about this person. I'm so excited about this relationship. And maybe a year is still early. Like maybe it's new and it hasn't officially been a year yet. I don't know. Maybe next month it'll change. Probably not. But either way, what I was saying was maybe a year is soon. Like maybe people are like, okay, wait for year 5, year 6. But I always thought of it as like, if you could make it a year, if you can make it past a year, then that's a long time because I experienced so many short-term relationships, 6 months or shorter. And I could honestly say that around that time frame with those people. Like, I didn't feel this way. In only 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, I didn't still feel that excited feeling that I felt from day one. I didn't feel like I would want to just sit on the couch and do nothing with this person. I would feel like, okay, well, what are you gonna do to impress me next? Like, you gotta keep it up. You know what I mean? Maybe it's because we both continuously do things for each other. Like, we both spoil each other. We both excite each other. I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's just that's what happens when you found your person, when this is the one, compared to other people not being the one. I always considered around this time that you wouldn't still have those like butterflies, because I never experienced that. And the truth is that you can experience that. You don't have to settle. You get to have everything. You get to have the generous guy. You get to have the kind guy. You get to have the hot, sexy, good-looking guy that you want to, what do they say in Love Island? You just want to rip their clothes off. I think that's what they say in Love Island UK. Like, I don't know, do you want to rip his clothes off? Like, yes, I do. You get to have all of that and still feel the feelings of like excitedness. And yeah, like, that's where I'm at, and that's the realization that I think I'm having. Even when I came home from Italy, oh my god, I have to tell you girls this. I didn't post it on social media, but when I came home from Italy, I came home to a little surprise. Keep in mind, I came home for just like a few hours. I got home from Italy at 11 p.m., dumped my suitcase out on the floor, packed it with all my Turk stuff, and immediately went right back to the airport at 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's how long I was home between Italy and Turks, literally just to swap out my suitcase. And when I walked in, there was like a little surprise in here for me. I'm not gonna say like what it is and the whole thing, because, you know, like, a little bit of privacy at some point. I don't know where I draw the line on privacy, but I'm gonna draw it there. And moral of the story is, I walked into a surprise after a terrible day of travel. My travel to and from Italy was just awful. We had connecting flights. Oh my god, I do not recommend that at all. Hated it. Delays, getting home late, getting places late, running to connection. Oh, just awful. And he knew that I was having a really shitty just like time with that. And so he got into my apartment before he left for Turks/before I got home from Italy. Left me a cute surprise, and I just like melted. And I'm like, this is exactly what I needed to come home to. This was exactly the only thing that could make me feel better at the moment, that could lift my spirits. And maybe, you know, that's what it is. It's just those things that just keep you going and keep making the moment special and the thing special. And that, to me, is relationship goals and what girls should want. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was always stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had totally forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money gives me full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a few taps. The dashboard even shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users that has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. That's rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. This episode is brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic it needs no introduction. Jen's just a girl, just like us, and faces the same struggles we all do, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With Lola V, that dilemma is history. My favorite in-shower product is the Intensive Repair Treatment because I'm so overdue for a trim and it's been so good for reducing breakage on my dead ends. The products are naturally derived, plant-based, and without silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, they're cruelty-free and vegan too. So unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolavie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's 15% off of your order at lolavie.com with promo code FORTHEGIRLS. Please note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them I sent you. Do not be with someone who gets comfortable after the freaking third date. After 3 months, after 6 months, after 9 months, be with the person who keeps things exciting for you at all times. And like the title of this episode says, How to Get Everything You Want, let's talk about that because this is exactly what happened to me. I got everything I want, and a lot of people never do. And all they want to know is how, and they want to know how. On surface level things like, how do I find a guy like that? How do I find this? How do I do that? Or even where? Where do I meet this kind of guy? Where do I meet a generous guy? Like, they're thinking so one-dimensionally. They're thinking so small. They're not realizing the abundance in finding or getting exactly what you want and how that's all just your energy. That's all just who you are as a person, what you mirror back into your life, what you put out, what you get back. If you've listened to me talk about how my boyfriend and I got set up, it's the proof is right there in the pudding. We got set up by somebody who just happened to be following me on social media, who just saw my vibe, saw my energy, saw the type of person I was, and thought she had a good guy that would match that, a good guy who would elevate that, better yet, somebody who would be a perfect fit for me. I wasn't going out to specific places to find a specific type of guy. Of course, I was going out hoping to meet somebody, but I didn't go out thinking, okay, in this place, I'll find this kind of guy. In that place, I'll find that kind of guy. I think that comes from really desperate energy. And don't get me wrong, I've had desperate moments. I've had desperate times where I've really, really, really wanted to meet somebody, and that was my only goal of going out or going certain places. My only goal was in hopes to meet somebody. But luckily, I had the mindset to remind myself that, like, what you want exists, and what you're seeking is also seeking you, and what you're praying for is also praying for you. So if it's meant to be, it'll be. Don't go out with one sole purpose, because you can't force your fate. You can't force what's meant to be. It's either going to happen or it's not. So if you go out and don't meet somebody, it doesn't mean that the night was a fail per se. It just means that it wasn't meant to happen that night. It also doesn't mean that this is a place you can meet people or this isn't a place you can meet people, because in the very same place where maybe I didn't have quote unquote luck, somebody else would be like, oh, I met my husband there. And I put quotes around luck because I don't believe that luck will get you or give you what you want, what you need, what you desire, what you're wishing for. I don't think that at all. I don't think that people get lucky and find good relationships. I think that certain relationships are just meant for certain people and they may be attracting it more because it's what they're putting out. There's so many girls that I used to, back, you know, years ago, where maybe my mindset wasn't as strong, maybe I had a little bit more of a scarcity mindset, where these girls would get boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend, and I was like, fail after fail after fail, and I'd be like, how? She's so lucky. How does she always end up with another boyfriend? Well, maybe it's because she has a more abundant mindset around men. She's leading more with her heart. She is putting out more love and showing more love, and therefore she's receiving it. Whereas my mindset, being that it was on that scarcity side, I wasn't leading with my heart. I was leading with negative emotion, negative thoughts and feelings. So I wasn't attracting that abundance around love back to me. So if that's where you're at right now, of course you're not going to call love in. Of course you're not calling in your dream partner because you're not the dream version of you. You have to remember, if you are going to have high standards and you want a man with high standards, he's going to have high standards for what he's looking for in a woman. So if you want to attract your dream partner, then you should be the dream version of yourself. You should be the best version of you in order to get the best version of somebody else. And so as I've gotten older and more mature and wiser and just a lot more stronger, you know, in my faith and in my mindset and just ultimately my values, my morals, the things that I believe in and whatnot, I was able to really see things from a wider lens, or I was able to see things from a new perspective and peel back the layer and just say, wait, I know how to get everything I want. It's not by doing any of this. It's not by thinking negatively. It's not by comparing myself to other people. It's not by wanting what somebody else has. It's none of that. The way to get what I want is as simple as this: to just want it. And I could get what I want simply because I want it. That is my secret. That is my key on how I've gotten everything I wanted. It's just by wanting it. That's it. Now you might be like, what the fuck are you even talking about? What does that even mean? You get what you want just by wanting it. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm talking about is that I built confidence around myself and I built confidence around my desires, and I was able to say, of course I'm gonna get what I want. I don't care how long it's gonna take. I'll stay single. That's perfectly fine with me because I'm not gonna end up in a bad relationship. I'm not gonna end up with the wrong person. I'm not gonna end up with less than what I want because I'm gonna get what I want. So I'm just gonna wait until that happens. I'm never gonna end up with a guy who isn't right for me. I'm never gonna end up with a guy who can't treat me the way that I need to be treated, who can't meet my needs, who can't match my energy, who can't match my standards, who can't give me what I want. I wouldn't be in that relationship because I wouldn't settle for it, because I wouldn't put myself in the position to be in that relationship. You know what they say, high standards prevents you from low quality experiences. So I'm just going to avoid low quality experiences altogether. Because why should I entertain that? Why should I be involved in that? I am so confident in myself and so confident in what I want that I'm just going to wait until I get what I want. And it's as simple as that. I'm not going to have negative thoughts around it in the meantime. I'm not going to be upset about it in the meantime. I'm just going to wait patiently until that time comes. And it was never a matter of if I'm going to get what I want. It's just when. That right there speaks abundance. Just the way that you talk, just the words that you say, saying things like, if I have that guy, if I have that relationship, or if I meet that guy, or if I have XYZ, whatever, or when I meet my person, when I'm in that relationship, when I have these things, that right there, that language, there's a shift right there, because your brain is going to just go with the flow of the way that you think and speak. Like, it's almost like watching a scary movie, right? You know that it's not real. You know that it's acting. But because you're watching it and you're thinking that it's scary and your emotions are going to the fact that you're scared, your brain is scared. You're going to cover your eyes. You're going to go behind the pillow. You're going to jump. You're going to scream. Your heart's going to be pounding. You're going to be like, holy shit. But it's just a movie. Same thing with sad movies. You know it's not real, but you get emotionally connected to the characters, to the storyline, you fall in love with their love, their situation, or whatever it is that's going on, and then you cry. You get all emotionally invested, and then by the ending, this one dies, or they break up, or whatever happens, and you feel like your heart got ripped out, stomped on, and what have you, and guess what? Those people are not really in love. That person did not really die. Quite frankly, they probably don't even care about each other in real life. They're just coworkers. This is not a real thing. But you are tricking your brain into believing it because that's just the way that you're thinking. That's the way your mindset is going. That's the way that your emotions are going. So you can convince yourself of quite literally anything. If you can knowingly watch a fake scene, a movie, a fake thing happening, and still convince yourself to feel a certain way and to get, you know, these pent up emotions and cry, then you can convince yourself that you can get whatever you want simply because you want it and you don't need to have a reason to be a certain level of deserving of it. It could just be your true, honest desire. And that's that. When people would make comments to me or ask questions like, whatever, why are you single, or make a rude negative comment about me being single, I never felt a negative way about it. Again, yes, there were definitely times where I felt, you know, low. I had low points, just like anybody else does. I'm human. But I would say 99% of the time, when I was, you know, in check and just living my life, I didn't feel negatively about being single. Like, I couldn't even be offended by what people were saying, or I couldn't even answer certain questions in the way that they thought I was going to answer them. Because when it's like, oh, well, if you feel this, or if you have such high standards and this and that, and you're all great and whatnot, then why are you single? How, why are you single? It's like, well, because you just said it yourself, like, because I have high standards. Like, I'm single because I have high standards, and I'm not going to settle. I'm single because I'm not going to be with somebody who can't give me what I want. I'm single because I refuse to settle. Like, I'm not sad about that. I'm actually really content with that. Like, that's how I felt. And so when people, even with good intentions, would make comments like, oh, you gotta meet someone or whatever, you know, that where they would kind of like pressure me or put it on me about, you know, being single for too long and whatnot, which I've had people say so many times, oh, you're single for too long, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, what, you'd rather me settle just so I could be in a relationship? Like, is that what you want for me? Is that what you wish for me? There were so many times that people would make comments like this, and these people, maybe they weren't single, but they're not even in those relationships anymore. So what, I should take a note out of, you know, take a page out of your book, take notes from you because you happen to be in a relationship that didn't even serve you for the greater good with a guy that now you talk shit about? Like, I didn't want that. I didn't want to be in on and off relationships. I didn't want to be in short-term relationships. Like, I was fine just waiting. So again, even with those people, when they would make comments, you know, people who loved me, I'm not even talking about people from social media, even then I was just like, no, because I know what I want and I'm just gonna wait. Like, I don't think I'm crazy. I don't think I'm asking for too much. I don't think that I've gotten to a point of being like, you know what, maybe I should just lower my standards. Maybe I should just take what I could get. Like, I just never got there. My mind never went to that place. I genuinely think it's that simple. I want what I want, and that's that. Like, I'm gonna get what I want because I want it, and I don't need to explain why I want it. I don't need to have a reason why I want it. I want this. I don't want that. Therefore, I will not have that. I will not settle for that. I'm going to go for this because this is what I want, no matter how long it takes to get it. And that can go so many ways. It doesn't have to just be romantic relationships. For me, that was predominantly the ongoing thing in my life. Was, what the hell is that? I'm sorry, I just left that in because I thought that was funny, because listening to that back made me laugh. Normally I would edit that out, but I thought you guys might find that a little bit funny. It is my mom in the other room. She came here to help me do some stuff, and she's like dragging hangers across the floor, and that's what it sounds like. But for me, relationships and singleness, that was predominantly the ongoing thing. That was always a topic of discussion, always happening, and just always a thing in my life. Okay, so now for you, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be romantic relationships. It could be your career, it could be money, it could be a job, it could be material things, it could be the type of lifestyle you want to live, it could be the body you want to have, your dream body, your dream health and wellness and fitness, your dream apartment, where you want to live, like whatever the thing is that you want. Does not have to be a boyfriend or a husband or babies or anything of that sort. If that's not what resonates with you, it could quite literally be something complete polar opposite, and just your deep desire to travel the world, and maybe you don't have the finances right now, or maybe you don't have the time freedom right now. So whatever that thing is, of course you can have that. You just have to tell yourself that you're going to have that, and then you adjust accordingly. Then you move accordingly. Say that it is something to do with finances. You want to have an abundance of money. You want to have more money in savings. You want to have more money to spend. You want to be able to travel. You want to be able to pay your rent and beyond. You want to be able to buy yourself the things that you want, designer items. I don't care. Whatever it is, you want the finer things in life. You enjoy luxury. Okay, so now if that's what you really want and you deeply desire it, then the way that you would adjust according to that, now you have the mindset, okay, I want this, I'm going to have it because I want this, is you start adjusting the way that you're living, the way that you're thinking, speaking, acting, the things that you're doing, what you're spending your time on, what you're spending your money on. So now, if you're in a position where you have a really low paying job, you absolutely hate your job, you have no free time, you don't like the hours, you don't like the workload, and you know, for all that, you're making pretty much nothing. With that, you're only able to afford your rent, barely make ends meet, and so on and so forth. You're not going to keep living like that. You're going to start to adjust, right? So you're going to start seeking a new job, or maybe you're going to start seeking a remote job so that you could have more flexible time. You could work from home, or maybe you're going to start putting time into a side business. You're going to start building something that can make you residual income, whatever it might be. You're going to start making the adjustments because you're going to say, well, if this is what I want, I have to have this thing. Therefore, I have to move accordingly, like I said. So you're not going to be wasting time or money. You're going to be investing time and money. You're not going to be doing those low quality experiences. Like I just said, you're going to have higher standards. You're going to value your time more. You're going to value your money more. You're going to figure out ways to increase the quality of your life. You're going to figure out ways to increase the positivity and the abundance, you know, mindset and whatnot, so that you can actually enjoy spending your money. You could actually enjoy how you spend your time instead of just living in the rat race of being miserable and always wanting certain things, but being like, well, I don't get to have that. I can't have that. Well, you can if you want it bad enough. You're just not putting yourself in the position to receive it. So let's dig even deeper to that with a specific, tangible example about putting yourself in the position to receive it. I have a Dear Victoria segment that I'm going to explain and get into. For those of you who are new here, Dear Victoria is a segment that I like to do at the end of most of my episodes if the question pertains to the topic that I'm speaking about, where listeners can write in and send me their scenario that they need advice on, whatever situation it is, even if they just have a question that they want me to dig deeper on. And if you have anything that you want to send my way, you can email me. It is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. And if I feel like I'm up for answering it, if I feel like I'm the right person to respond to it, then I will use it when an episode comes up that it, you know, relates to. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. My social battery has been drained lately. After catching up on work, meeting my deadline, spring cleaning, prepping everything I have to cook for the upcoming holidays, and trying to find time to spend with my friends and family on top of it all, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up. So it's so important to be aware of how you recharge. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. BetterHelp can help you learn and set boundaries and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime if need be at no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forthegirls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forthegirls. Spring is coming, the sun is setting later and later each day, and I just did a massive spring cleaning to reset, starting in the kitchen with my Caraway cookware. I just got all my pots and pans reorganized, and I'm getting all my new recipes together to ease out of those winter dinners. There's no better feeling than a fresh start. With so many collections to explore, there's sure to be a Caraway for every kind of cook. I now have a white and a black ceramic set. There is even stainless steel, squareware, and bakeware too. And all sets come with complimentary, easy access storage solutions to keep the kitchen tidy. I had some empty space in the corner of my kitchen counter, so I just stacked one of my Caraway sets with the organizers, and the aesthetic is just chef's kiss. No pun intended. And not only do they fit perfectly in my kitchen, but they're non-toxic, so they fit my healthy lifestyle habits too. So visit carawayhome.com/forthegirls to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/forthegirls or use code forthegirls at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
So this one is, Dear Victoria, when you were dating, how did you handle letting guys know early on that hookups are not something you're interested in? I am not into anything casual or hookups, and I am playing the waiting game. However, I constantly have guys making inappropriate comments or sexual advances early on into getting to know each other. Not that I don't want to, I just really like to get to know a person first. I don't want to come off as pushy, and I am new at setting boundaries, and I'm having a hard time finding the best approach. I would love your thoughts and advice. P.S. I love your podcast and it helped me so much. So here's the thing. Why are you even entertaining guys that do that? It's not what you want. You shouldn't have to explain to a guy, yeah, I'm not looking to hook up yet. I'm not looking to do that. Like, honestly, these are things I didn't even have to speak about really with guys in early dating stages. If anyone gave me a bad vibe or if anybody pushed my boundaries, which really rarely happened, but if anybody made me feel that way, that was it. Like, I just didn't talk to them further. I didn't go out with them again. And that's exactly what I'm talking about in this entire episode. Like, if I know what I want, then that's that. I shouldn't have to tell you to be what I want. I shouldn't have to tell you to give me what I want. You should just be what I want. That's the way I was going to wait for something. And that's exactly what happened for me. I never had to explain certain things. I never had to make my man be the man I wanted. It just so happened that he was the man that I wanted. And that's why things worked out the way they did, because I waited and I dated and I met these guys and I, you know, was weeding everybody out and I would vet people, and anybody who really didn't make it past my vetting process never continued on. Like, I'm thinking of it as if I'm like the freaking bachelor. Like, they just, bachelorette, I guess, they just got eliminated. I would not give people chances that already showed me their true colors. If somebody shows you their true colors, don't try to repaint them. To me, I see dating in black and white. You either are the man that I'm looking for or you're not. And it's not to say that those men could never be, but I don't think that they need to be told. I think they need to be shown, meaning you should just deny, like, let it go, don't continue to date those people. And then that could show them they weren't what you were looking for. And if they genuinely wanted you, if they specifically want to be with you, they want to be the man for you, then they'll come back around and they'll reach back out. And that's okay. People can change, people can grow, people can mature, people can evolve. And sure, you can go for it again if that's what you really want. But right now, you're saying it straight up, like, this doesn't align with me. I am not compatible with this behavior. I'm not looking for a hookup. I'm not looking for something casual. So these guys, like you said, I constantly was the word that you used. I constantly have guys making inappropriate comments or sexual advances. And you're like, I want to get to know somebody. So that's not what I want. So what do I tell them? To me, it's like, no, you are not compatible. So that's just that. Compatibility should be number one on your list of priorities in dating. That's how I found the relationship that I found. I think a lot of people forget that I was single forever before that. So I didn't have like tons of boyfriends and go through like tons of shitty experiences and then just got graced with a good relationship. No, I just stayed single. And then whenever somebody wasn't compatible with me, I continued to just move on. And then I finally found the one person that I was truly and utterly and divinely compatible with. So if these guys are not that, then I don't think that there's any certain approach that you should use with them. I think that the approach that you should use should be within yourself of just how you're going to pursue dating moving forward. This is not something that I'm going to spend time on. This is, you know, a person I'm not going to continue investing any more energy into. If you are in a place where you are constantly receiving something that you don't want, then you have to remove yourself from that place. You are in the wrong place. You have to put yourself in the place where you absolutely want to be. And that might mean being alone for a lot longer, which could be lonely and does require a lot of strength. But you can do it. If I could do it, you could do it. There's nothing any more special about me than there is about anybody else, any other girl who's single and struggling. It just requires inner strength that you can absolutely grant yourself and give yourself. One, you have to be more patient with yourself. Two, you have to give yourself more grace. Three, you have to be able to forgive yourself. That's a huge thing. And you just have to be able to sit back and say, I'm strong enough to get through this. I'm going to come out better on the other end. I'm going to thank myself for this. That's another thing. You have to be grateful for yourself. You're going to be so happy that you waited and that you went through the storm alone instead of, you know, wasting time on the wrong people. I actually had somebody send me a DM today. Let me see. I'm on my phone right now. She said, I was doing a Q&A on my story, and so somebody asked me, do you believe in knowing that you found your person immediately / after one date? So I said, yes, don't let people convince you that you're crazy. So a girl responded to that, and she said, I'm the one who convinces myself that I'm crazy. So I said, don't self-sabotage. She said, I know, I love your love. I love the fact that you waited to find your man. That makes me so happy instead of just wasting time with anybody. And that's exactly it. You're going to be so grateful that you didn't waste time with just anybody. Time with yourself, time bettering yourself, time strengthening yourself is never time wasted. Never, ever, ever. The absolute best thing you can do with your time is spend it on yourself. The best place to invest your time is on yourself. So if you are making yourself stronger and better and wiser and more mature and just more divinely you and stepping into your power and becoming more confident, like, that is the absolute best investment of your time that you could possibly make. So don't be afraid to deny people. Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to cut things off. Don't be afraid to end things with guys if on the other end you're going to be spending that time with yourself. If you're getting to a point where you're so desperate to meet somebody and you have such a scarcity mindset around men that you think you have to settle for these guys, that you have to experience this with guys, that you have to just keep seeing guys who constantly push your boundaries or make inappropriate comments or sexual advances, then that's where you're getting all like messed up in the head. That's where you're starting to convince yourself you have to settle, you can't just get what you want. And that's the complete opposite of where I want you to be right now. I want you to completely rewire your brain to say, wait, there's so many guys out there that I won't have to experience this with. So why should I experience it with this guy? There's going to be guys out there who won't push things too soon, who won't make sexual advances too early. There's guys out there who aren't going to be pushy and who aren't going to be inappropriate and shoot straight for hookups because, duh, there's guys out there who want a relationship. There's guys out there who want not only a wife, but who want to be a husband, right? That's very important. A lot of guys want a wife, but are a lot of guys ready to be a husband? That is the big question because these guys don't seem like they are. It seems like they want a hookup. Even if they want a relationship, even if they want a girlfriend or a wife, that's just not husband energy, because husband energy is a man who would be spending more time getting to know you first, like you said. husband energy is a guy who would be taking time to pursue you properly and invest their time, effort, any energy, money, so on and so forth into you way before investing that physicalness, that side of things. They're going to be a lot more romantic before they're going to be sexual. And it seems like that's what you want. You literally said, I like to get to know each other first. I want to have boundaries and so on and so forth. That's wife energy. And so you're not a unicorn. You're not the only person who feels that way. There's going to be men out there who have the right energy that are compatible with you that want the same things. So I don't know what your vibe is. I'm not really big on ghosting. Quite frankly, if you feel like it's deserved, then go for it. I think if a guy is an asshole and you really don't even care at all how he feels, if he's made you feel bad, then you could just let it go and you can just completely ignore him from there, unmatch him or delete his number, delete his text, don't answer text, whatever, if that's how you feel toward that person. But if you feel like this is a really good guy, we're just not compatible, it's just not what I'm looking for, then tell him. Now, of course, there's different ways that you can go about it. I don't know if you'd be the one to text him first and just outright say it, or if you would wait for him to reach out to you and start making small talk with you, or if you would wait for him to reach out to you to make plans and then you could just kind of shut down the plans. It really all depends. So two different ways that I would suggest going about it would be, one, if you want to go the route of just saying straight up, we are not compatible, or two, going the route of saying, I just don't think that we are or have what I'm looking for right now. So now again, it all depends on the guy, how good of a guy he is, how he's made you feel. If it's a really good guy who's texting you to make plans again, he wants to take you out again, you really like him, but you're just not, you know, he's just not the one. Maybe it's a little like off-putting or whatnot. What you could do is sandwich your message. So sandwich is like positive, negative, positive. You start the message on a positive note, you put the negative bad news in the middle, then you end it on a positive note as well. So you could say to him like, I really appreciate you reaching out and looking to make plans again. You're such a great guy, but I really don't want to waste your time. I just don't think that we have the romantic connection that I'm looking for at this stage, but I really wish you luck on your dating journey. So that's like the positive is, I appreciate you reaching out, you're a great guy. The negative is, I don't want to waste your time, we don't have the romantic connection I'm looking for. And then the positive is, I really wish you luck on this dating journey. Or even another positive to end it off with would be like, whatever woman you end up with will be absolutely lucky to have you. You know, just reiterating to them that they're a great guy. And, you know, for someone, they will be the perfect match. So you could put it that way. Or, you know, if you do want to just get straight to the point, you don't want to fluff it up like that, maybe he's a bit of an asshole and you just want to throw it right out there and get it over with, rip it off like a Band-Aid. And you can just say, you know, if you want to go the route of directly saying you're incompatible, make sure you use that word, compatibility, compatible, incompatibility, incompatible, however you want to put it out there, just to make it clear that you are not the right match. And you could just say, hey, to be honest with you, compatibility is my number one priority in dating, and I just don't feel that we're the right match for each other, especially at this stage, to continue seeing each other. It was really nice getting to know you. Wish you the best. And just leave it straight at that. At this stage, you know, if we've already gone out once or twice or even three times or whatever, if we've been texting for weeks or talking for weeks, at this stage, we should be a little bit more compatible, and we're not. So that's it. We're not the right match by this point. We are not compatible, period. So you could just put that out there. You don't have to add too much fluff to it. You could be a little bit nice and say, wish you the best, wish you well, but you don't even have to do that if you don't want to. And it might sound hard and it might be hard, but guess what? The more that you put it out into the universe, what's not for you, the sooner and the better that you find what is for you. The more that you can deny and reject what you don't want, the more that you're going to find what you do want. You have to put it out into the world. If you keep accepting low vibrational things, if you keep accepting low quality experiences, if you keep accepting what you don't want, how are you ever going to get what you do want? You're not making the space for it. There's not enough room. You can't have both. You can't have what you do want and what you don't want. So you have to get rid of what you don't want first. And then that will open up the space and make the room for the things that you do deeply, deeply, deeply desire. There's a lot of things that we're going to do and we're not going to do in 2024. And one of the things that we are absolutely not going to do this year is give people a million chances, is to try to convince ourselves that somebody deserves more of our time, more of our energy, more effort from us, even when, like I said, their true colors came out and showed that they are not necessarily deserving of that. So let's not spend this year glamorizing or romanticizing bare minimum, low effort, incompatible guys. Let's spend this year focusing truly and wholly and solely on what we want. And that's it. Build your confidence around that. That's all it is. That's all you need. It's just confidence. If you're lacking confidence, that's why you're in these situations. So to get out of these situations requires confidence, and to get into the situations that you want requires confidence. That's how you're going to spend 2024. So build up the confidence and remove all those like thoughts around needing to give people more and more and more of your time, more and more and more chances. It is not worth it. And that is all we have for today. I hope you girls liked this intro into 2024, our first episode of the year. I'm so excited for what's to come and who's to come. I've got good guests lined up for this year, got good topics lined up for this year. If there's anything in particular that you want to request, any topics that you want me to dive into deeper or talk more about, please send me an email. Again, my email is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. You can also use that same email to send me a Dear Victoria segment for advice. If you have not yet rated the show, please leave 5 stars on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review on my podcast as a whole when you're on the For the Girls page. On the podcast app, just scroll all the way down. You'll leave your 5 stars and a review. On Spotify, you can actually leave individual episode reviews. So you cannot leave a review for the entire show as a whole. But as you're finishing up this episode, you will see on the page for this episode in particular, it asks you, what did you think about this episode? Please, 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 please feel free to fill out that box and let Spotify know how much you loved this episode. And you can do that for any episode that you listen to on Spotify. So again, 5 stars, leave those reviews, send me emails, send me DMs, let me know how your New Year's went, let me know what you're looking forward to in 2024. I am so excited for this year. So until next time, girls,